And their rather empty symbolism with India's actual actions. So India's actions have been on the floor of the UN have been to abstain from the earlier condemnation of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and now again on the Russian annexation of the Ukrainian territories. And I think that we also have to keep in mind this ideological. We should be paying much more attention here in India and in the world to the fact that the language Putin's last speech spoke about this rise of civilizational powers, which basically should have domination in the world rather than liberal democracy and LGBTQ rights and so on, which he associates with Western countries alone and Western power, Western hegemony. I think that is a dangerous rhetoric that finds a resonance even in Hindu supremacist organizations in India, as well as, even in other countries, even in China, for instance. The idea that human rights or the or LGBTQ rights or feminism are basically Western ideas and they have nothing to do, that they should not dominate the world. That is something challenged, of course, by the feminist protests you see in Iran or India or so many other places in the world, right? You see that people in all these countries, in the global south as well, want democracy. But according to this ideology that Putin, that Hindu supremacists in India, that China's CPC, that the kind of ideology that they are presenting now is that all these ideas represent Western domination and Western concepts of democracy to which we need not be answerable. So I think that that is something extremely dangerous that we need to pay attention to.
You have talked about Russia as really a center of the far right globally. If you could explain what you mean, that might surprise many.
Well, I think that the relationship between Russia and the campaign for Brexit, between Russia and Donald Trump, financial relationships as well as other political relationships, I think that those are pretty much well known by now. But I think that to dismiss talk of these as some kind of Russophobia or whatever it is would be wrong. I think that we do need to pay attention to the fact that Russia is trying to set itself up as this far-right kind of rallying center. I think that in India, however, things are somewhat different. The Indian far right, the Indian Hindu supremacist movement has its own kinds of resources and its own world. But there's no doubt that for a very long time, the Russian far right, Russian fascists like Dugin have cultivated the far right in India. Dugin, in a 2019 article, specifically refers to Narendra Modi's election in 2019, his second election, as the rise of civilizational identity in India. This is identical with the language used by the RSS ideologue Ram Madhav in his article in the Indian Express in 2017, where he said that India, the genius of India lies in these civilizational values of caste and religion and so on and so forth. And that, again, he said there that the ideas of Western liberal democracy are imposed on India by Nehru, and that Modi's government is the first government in Indian history which is genuinely in touch with Indian values. So I think that these relationships, in that article in 2019, Dugin quoted Dattopant Tengri, who was an RSS leader, the leader of the Hindu supremacist organization to which Modi belongs. So
we have 10 seconds, Kavita.
Yes. I see these ideological relations as extremely important to pay attention to. And I think that all over the world, no matter which country you live in, supporting each other's struggles for democracy against authoritarianism and fascism. These are absolutely the most important, far more important than some kind of geopolitical balance.
We have to leave it there. Kavita Krishnan, prominent feminist activist in India, stepped down from her leadership position in the Communist Party of India, speaking to us from Balai, India. I'll be speaking at Brown University in Providence today at 4. All are welcome at Pembroke Hall. I'm Amy Goodman with Nirmin Sheikh.
It's Tom Chapin, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Everybody ready?
Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Tuesday Roost Program. I am Mando Richard, and we've got a great show lined up for you. I know you're going to enjoy it. We'll have a liquored up set like we always do at the very beginning, and we'll close down with a gospel set, and we'll hear from Woody Snyder in a little bit. We've got lots of great music for you today. Let's get things rolling right away. Here comes Don Reno with a classic from the bluegrass side of the family, Hot Corn, Cold Corn.
Upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Old Uncle Bill just a-rarin' in a pigeon. Yes, sir. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Jimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Jimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Jimmy John. Farewell, Uncle Bill, say in the morning. Yes, sir. Peggy, won't you fill him up again? Old Aunt Peggy, won't you fill him up again? Old Aunt Peggy, won't you fill him up again? I ain't had a drink since I don't know when. Yes, sir.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Jimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Jimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Jimmy John. Farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Are coming, the children are crying. The preachers are coming, the children are crying. The preachers are coming, and the children are crying. Chickens scratching, and the toenails flying. Yes, sir.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Jimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Jimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Jimmy John. Farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Drinking whiskey and end up drinking wine.
Cheap old wine and whiskey makes me high all day. Cheap old wine and whiskey drove my gal away. Thank you.
drank some corn, drank some mash, saw my baby talk a whole lot of trash.
Deep cold wine and whiskey keeps me high all day. Cheap cold wine and whiskey drove my gal away. Cheap cold wine and whiskey. Cheap cold.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey everybody, this is Ned Liberecki with the Becky Buller Band, and whiskey before breakfast, usually not such a good idea, unless you're doing it with Mando Richard. Thanks for listening.
They're buying a license, they're paying big bucks, it's part of a grand old scheme. They make a big batch in a shiny new place, but man, it just ain't the real thing. They put it on trucks, haul it away, stack it on a shelf in a store. But that ain't the way it's meant to be done, and that ain't what it's made for. I'm the last moonshiner. Wasn't made in the cool mountain air. The water didn't come from a spring in the woods, but from a tap in a city somewhere. I make it the way it's supposed to be made. I ain't a running around with these clowns. Some things can't be bought or sold, and you can't water everything down. Taxes I pay. I tell you now, straight up and true, it's just a disgrace to the trade. There's a billboard sign, says a real moonshine. Let me tell you one thing, if you will. You take the cash, I'll take my pride, and head back up to the hills. I'm the love. Made for
Harry Kitchen has recently re-released his 1997 record, Blanket. And from that, you're hearing him and his pals play Kid. And that's what we use the musical bed while we tell you about the opening set of music and get you ready for Woody Snyder's set. Back at the beginning of the show, we heard from Don Reno from the Bluegrass side of the family from back in about 1962, I think. Hot Corn, Cold Corn. Bring along a dim, John. Hot Corn, Cold Corn. Yeah, classic. Then we heard from Jack the Bear Parker from the R&B side of the family doing Cheap Old Wine and Whiskey, which is the title track from a compilation that I've been known to play liquored up songs from. After the PSA, we heard from Buddy Melton and Mylon Miller, and a 2020 single, The Last Moonshiner. The Last Moonshiner. And then we're another single from 2020. Michelle Hannon and her band One Blue Night doing Tonight, I'll Scrape a Heart Off the Barroom Floor. Let's see what's going on with Woody Snyder today. Hello there, Woody Snyder.
Hello there, Amanda Richard. How are you doing today?
I am doing just peachy and honky-dory, and I hope you are as well. Well, you've got some great music picked out for the folks here on Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Tuesday Roots program.
Well, I do think so, and we have some great stuff. We can start out with the great Marcia Ball with her song called Down the Road. So it's a live recording of her Down the Road. She's one of the great piano players of all time, and she's doing a fine job. She's 73 years old, and she does this great music from Louisiana and Texas.
I grew up in a town on the state line of Texas and Louisiana. It's not real big, but it was always a lot easier to go party in Louisiana than it was in Texas. And in our part of the country, we just called it going down the road. One, two, three, and...
We'll be right back.
smoking camels I stole from a pack. I watch crabs swimming in a trap. I wish I could take the water away. From Lake Charles on out to Galveston Bay. Keep on going to the open sea.
just easier this way. So come on, give me a smile now. And think of all the trouble that we'll save.
Another there will never be. I'm in love with
you are listening to Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas do Keys to the Cellar from their 2013 record, Abundance. And that's what we'll use as the musical bed while Woody and I tell you about that last set of music. We're in the middle of a set of music that Woody Snyder's picked out for you here on Whiskey Before Breakfast on the Tuesday Roots program. And back at the beginning of the set, going back to 2005, he had Marcia Ball do a live version of Down the Road, which is sort of the name of the album it was on, Live Down the Road, as I said, came out in 2005. Then you picked out a great tune from one of Michael Cleveland and Flamekeepers records
called Fiddlin' Joe. And Fiddlin' Joe certainly works well for Michael Cleveland because he's well known for being one of the great fiddle players probably in the industry today. And he's also, by the way, he's able to do a lot more than just fiddle. He can play the mandolin, he can play guitar, and Michael Cleveland is blind, but he certainly can play great music.
After Michael Cleveland, you and I both really enjoy this next group, the Honeycutters. Amanda Ann Platt is the leader, and you picked out a song that's about 7 years old.
Yeah, called Carolina. And Amanda Platt, she's the lead singer, and was it 2015, you said?
Yep.
It was seven years ago?
Yep.
And Amanda Platt is the lead singer, and her and her band are from Asheville, North Carolina.
And then you picked out something from the WVUD listening area, Danny Paisley and the Southern Grass.
Of all the great songs, one of the ones I really like a lot is Margie. It's up-tempo, and of course, Danny Paisley has won several IBMA awards. You know, his son, by the way, Ryan, he's actually not on this cut, but it is nevertheless an extraordinarily great mandolin player, too. And we like mandolin players.
We sure do, Mando Woody, don't we?
Yes, we do. Mando Richard, Mando Woody, we like mandolin players. And Ryan is well known.
Okay, Woody, those are all four great songs. And you've got one of your favorite slow and sad bluegrass songs coming up next from The Seldom Seen.
Yeah, it's a great song. And Willie Roy, you're absolutely right. Of course, The Seldom Seen have been around since, since about 1971. The song called Willie Roy is a very sad song. Dudley Connell and John Duffy. And they're, of course, Baltimore, Washington, kind of a local area. And that's why we want to play the Willie Roy. Even though it's a sad song, it is a wonderful song.
Well, Woody, this has just been a great, mostly up-tempo set you've shared with the folks today. We've got some blues and some bluegrass and some string band music. Wow, this has been great stuff. Thanks so much, Woody.
Well, you're certainly welcome, and I like to have the up-tempo stuff. We've covered many of the bases with Marcia Ball and all the way through Danny Paisley and the Honeycutters, all different kinds of music, and I hope our people really like to listen to what we played today.
All right, Woody, thanks so much. And all right, folks, are you ready? Because here comes The Seldom Seen, singing Willie Roy at Woody's request, right here on the Tuesday Roots program and Whiskey Before Breakfast. Give me
Thank you. keep your angel wings on tight, babe. Wear your halo proudly too. You can try your best to behave, but I know you have the devil inside of you. My mom said that she thought you were part angel and part saint, but you're quite used to convincing people of everything you ain't. You're a bad girl.
Bad girl.
You're a bad girl.
Bad girl.
Soon they'll all be on to you. Your soul. But when you see Saint Peter at them pearly gates, you won't have what it takes to pay the toll. My mom said that she thought you were part angel and part saint, but you're quite used to convincing people of everything you ain't. You're a bad girl,
bad
girl. You're a
bad girl,
bad girl. You're a bad girl.
Bad girl.
You're a bad girl.
Bad girl.
Soon they'll all be on to you. You're a bad girl. You're a bad girl. Soon they'll all be on to you. Oh, keep your angel wings on tight, babe. Yeah, that's what an evil girl would do. You're just a bad girl. That's what an evil girl would do. You're a bad girl. Ain't no angel, and you ain't no saint. That's for sure, no, 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 you ain't. You're just a bad girl. You're just an evil, wicked thing I can't stand.
Been treating me, darling, is coming back home to you, and crying won't help you. No, crying won't help you. Crying won't help you, darling, 'cause you've been so mean to me. What you said, darling, no matter where you go, just remember, darling, you gotta reap just what you sow, and crying won't help you. No, crying won't help you. Crying won't help you, darling, because you've been so mean to me. Thank you. just before I leave, darling, I just want you to understand. I'm going away to leave you, let you do the best you can, and crying won't help you. No, crying won't help you. Crying won't help you, darling, 'cause you've been so mean to me.
Then work down the mine from Scotland to South Wales, from Teesday to Tyne. And I'll sing you a song of a pound a week rise, and the men who were fooled by the government's lies. And it's down you go, down below, Jack. We'll never see the sky, and you're working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. In 1916, just a few years ago, the mine workers' leaders to Lord Robins did go, saying we work very hard, every day we risk our lives, and we ask you here and now for a pound a week rise. And it's down we go, down below, Jack. We'll never see the sky, and you're working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. Lord Robins, and he made this decree: when the output rises, then with you I will agree to raise up all your wages, to give to your fair pay. For I was once a miner, and I worked hard in my day. And it's down you go, down below, Jack. We'll never see the sky, and you're working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. And more, and when 2 years had come and gone, it rose above a score. Then the miners, they went to get that one prize. You ask Lord Robins for his pound a week rise. Robins wouldn't give a pound, he wouldn't give 10 bob. He gave them 7 and 6 and said, get back to your job. Take heed what I say, and don't believe the coal board when they say you'll get their pay. They'll tell you to work hard just to make the output rise. You'll get pie in the sky instead of a 1 pound rise. And it's down you go, down below, Jack. We'll never see the sky, and you're working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. See the sky, and you're working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise.
Thank you.
close down the first half of today's episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast, or the Tuesday Roots program, with a long, eclectic set. I sure hope you enjoyed it. Before we go any further, I should tell you that you're listening to Al Pettaway and Amy White play The Cuckoo from their 2005 record, Land of the Sky, and that's what we use as our musical bed. Back at the beginning of the set, it was a long time ago, wasn't it? Woody Snyder picked out Seldom Seen, doing that classic bluegrass tearjerker Willie Roy. Then I took us over to the Cajun side of the family for Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys doing Between Eunice and Opelousa from their 1995 record La Toussaint. Then Pokey LaFarge gave us Bad Girl from his 2015 record Something in the Water. Then over on the blues side of the family, we heard from Robert Nighthawk from 1951 doing Crying Won't Help You. And that's from a compilation that came out, around the turn of the millennium, called Blues Up from Up the Country. And the last thing on the set was A House of Hamel doing Pound a Week Rise from their 2018 record March Through Storms. Hope that set was eclectic enough for you. Well, it's just about time for our mid-show station break, but please stay tuned because we've got more great music for you on Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Tuesday Roots program. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them, with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.speckbrothers.com. And you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at speckbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT.
Dingle, dingle, dangle, yickety-doo, yickety-da, ping-pong, lippy-tubby-toot-ta.
Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, after Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music. We're going to start off the second half of the program with John Doyle and Karen Casey doing The False Lady from their 2010 record Exile's Return. Thanks so much for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Tuesday Roots program.
Bye-bye, my love, she said, beg and stay all night. You love pleasure all in my room by a coal and a candlelight, light, coal and a candlelight.
I won't abide your false lady and beg and stay all night. I've got a far better love to enjoy when I go home than you, you. I go home than you.
He stooped over his saddle bow to kiss her lips so sweet. The penknife all in her gown, she wounded him full deep, deep, wounded him full deep.
Why woundest me, false lady, why woundest me so sore?
There's not a doctor in all Scotland can heal my mortal wound, wound, heal my mortal wound.
Jumbo.
this is my song, O God of all the nations, a song of peace for lands afar and mine. This is my home, the country where my heart is. Here are my hopes, my dreams, my holy shrine.